I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. By the opening of the first Congress, James Madison had completed an about-face. At the end of the Constitutional Convention in September 1787, he believed that the document was sufficiently protective of individual liberty. Powers not enumerated in the Constitution, he believed, did not exist, and thus posed no threat. But anti-federalist resistance to the ratification of the document and Madison's fear of calls for a second constitutional convention, taken altogether with his hard-fought campaign to win a seat in Congress, had convinced Madison that the new Constitution was a piece of unfinished business. He therefore began drafting a set of amendments. As he introduced those proposed amendments to Congress, he said,
"It will be proper in itself and highly politic for the tranquility of the public mind and the stability of the government that we should offer something in the form I have proposed to be incorporated into the system of government as a declaration of the rights of the people."
So began what we now call the Bill of Rights. 50 states means 50 sets of insurance regulations. If your company has operations outside of Texas, Hibbs Hallmark & Company is licensed in all 50 states. Let a Hibbs Hallmark commercial insurance professional review your coverage for maximum indemnity and peace of mind wherever you do business. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.